Hello, guys. Welcome back to our podcast, The Cunning Buffoons. My name's Dylan.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Jamarcus.
And as you can tell, we have a special guest.
Yeah, special.
Yeah.
Do we need to put a football helmet on him?
Yeah.
He didn't hurt himself.
In a chair.
Hey. No, you're not. It's not a target if we're not lobbing literal objects.
Don't worry, there will be literal objects.
Yeah.
After we finish this
trash. But they go towards the trash can. So, unless you're trying to block the trash can, you still won't be the target.
I guess.
Sure. So, what you guys got this week? How many fish y'all catch last night? Did you actually go fishing, or were y'all out stealing road signs?
No. We went fishing. I tried to fish with cheese. Caleb tried to crawdad.
Yeah. Yeah.
With cheese? I ain't caught a fish since I was probably 9 or 10 years old. That's how much fish hate me. And I still know they ain't gonna bite no freaking cheese.
I haven't caught a fish.
Caught a
These
stick.
Aren't Wisconsin fish. These are Tennessee fish. And they throw some barbecue in there.
He caught a stick.
Who did?
You.
Oh, something. Yeah. But we never got the.
Never got the stick either.
Where'd y'all go?
We went to the duck first for like maybe 30 minutes. And I had already lost 2 lures.
Hate the duck.
So we turned around and we left. We went to Walmart, got some gizzard, and then went to a pond.
A pond? Can't say what pond.
My pond.
A pond. Secret pond.
No. Yeah. Salamander pond would has like nothing.
Well, it's got salamanders in it.
Family pond.
Okay. So like nepotism.
Sure.
We need to go like day fishing there. See if we literally just
I
suck.
I tried to tell you that, and you're like, no.
If you can't fish at night. You can't fish it.
Just a chopper coming off. It's okay.
Cool. Fine. We're going to make a plan to fish all day, and then we're going to spend the night there, and then we're going to fish.
Yeah.
And we're not going to catch anything.
Bring you some Lunchables.
Just in case.
Lunchables are disgusting.
Dude, you got to quit knocking on Lunchables.
This guy eats Lunchables almost every day.
Dude, you go to Dollar General or Walmart. They got the packs now that don't have that stupid cookie. It's just the meat and cheese and crackers, and they're like a dollar. You like 10 of those? That's a good meal.
Oh, yeah. 10 of them, though.
Listen, even though I've lost 120 pounds, I'm still a big boy. And I only eat like once a day. So, like, you know, yeah. All 3 meals in one is fine. But if you do that 4 times a day, that's not good.
Don't know. Crackers usually go hard by itself.
Crackers are where it's at. Bologna cheese and crackers? You gotta quit smiling at me like that. Don't make me quit thinking about the podcast. I keep trying to get her to let me put a camera on her. Like every time she blushes.
I don't want women on the podcast.
No women on the podcast.
Your daughter was on this podcast like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. We let Dylan on.
Tess isn't.
That's crazy.
I thought you were a she they now.
Dylan looks like here's Johnny guy with his hat off.
Jack Nicholson? Like young Jack Nicholson?
Like
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like
the crazy Jack
the
Nicholson.
Crazy.
Yeah, sticking your head through the door. Yeah.
Slick back hair.
I like it, Dylan. Yeah. Now you let us get you a nice suit, right? Good 3-piece. Gotta have a nice tailored vest with it. Right hat. You got your hair slicked back. Then you look professional, man.
Hey, we could do this.
And you got to get some good shoes, too. But we'll get you some amberjacks. They're expensive.
What's wrong with my boots?
You can't wear boots with a suit.
I'm pretty sure you could.
No.
Yeah. No. They wouldn't. They couldn't be this, though. They'd have to be. No. They'd have to be, like, hard leather. And brown.
You
and
can wear boots with a suit. You just have to do it right.
Yeah, and you got to have your boots looking nice. You guys are like, well, I can wear my boots. It looks like I've been through World War II, Vietnam, and
okay,
six
if I'm
bucks.
Walking around Knoxville, I'm not putting on dress shoes.
I'm going to be in my amberjacks, man.
I'm putting on my boots because they say I can.
Amberjacks. You pulling up young Jack Nicholson? Are you just looking at pictures of Tangerine?
I was trying to see a shoe.
Oh, God.
I will admit. That's a sharp suit. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know who Tangerine is?
Like the fruit.
Bullet Train.
Okay, Bullet Train.
Lemon and Tangerine.
Okay,
that's Tangerine. Okay. That suit is friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. You start dressing like that, Dylan?
No offense, but I don't think I can pull that off.
I guarantee you I can help you. You could pull that off in a heartbeat. Start dressing like that, people start treating you different.
I don't think I could wear that at work.
You don't have to wear it at work. Key is, I used to look identical 24/7. I had like the same four pair of shirts, same four pair of pants, same wife beaters, same color underwear, same color socks. Like, I looked identical 24/7. If you see me at work, I look the same outside of work. Problem is, most of my careers, I looked like a daggum homeless man. Yeah. What was wrong with me cleaning myself up? Like, eventually, you want a wife, right? Okay. The mistake I made was for the first 20-something years of our marriage, I didn't assume that I needed to take just as good a care of myself as she took care of herself for me. So, like, I didn't dress nice. I was always dirty. I didn't take care of my hair. Like, I stayed clean.
Your hygiene was good.
Yeah, but, like, hygiene. I had a lot of filthy jobs. My clothes never looked good because they were always stained, you know. And, like, I could have very simply put in minimal effort to make myself look good for my wife when I wasn't working. But I didn't. So, like, looking back, it's like, if I'd have made that habit sooner, it wouldn't have been something I would have to change and learn how to do. It would have just been, you know, trying to look sharp every now and then. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess.
I don't wear anything sharp. This is like the nicest thing I own, I think. But I think these pants are, these are my favorite pants. They got a hole in the crotch.
You just said favorite pants. There's your problem. If they're your favorite pair, they're probably the dirtiest, nastiest pair we own. And that's just men. My favorite pair's right here. I've been wearing them for 5 days now.
Heck yeah.
It's because I just can't stand, like, I take them off, wash them, and I'm not going to have them for a day or two. It's like, dang it, I don't want that. And people look at you weird when you just stand in front of the washer and dryer in your underwear. You know, like, I can't put on pants till they come out. I mean, it's fine unless you're at a laundry mat. Yeah, you ain't got to apologize. We had to yell at Dylan for 6 weeks. That's just because we wanted to. It had nothing to do with the microphone.
No, it's because he didn't talk at all.
Yeah. He was like, podcast? Heck yeah.
It wasn't my fault we were here, okay, to like late.
Was it not?
Let's make like...
Oh, it probably was.
Let's all pay rock, paper, scissors, and the first loser pays for everybody a full tank of gas. If I time it right, Dad will end up filling my truck. I don't know if I can because I got a bunch of stuff to do.
You wait till I get my truck on the road. You'll be like, why is my truck always empty? It's because I'm not filling it up constantly for you. That's why.
I've filled it up the past 3 times.
I've put $60 in it in the past 3 weeks. No, you haven't. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. You're alive.
I've got in there several times. It's been in a quarter. I've been stopping to get a drink, so I'll throw 10 or 15 in it just to, you know, keep it above a half for you.
It costs $20 to fill that tank up.
It does now. It did when gas was $3.25.
It costs $20 to fill that truck up, and you only put $10.
If it's at a quarter, that gets it to 3/4 of a tank.
I just fill it up every time.
Oh, it must be nice not have a crap ton of responsibility and bills.
Well, I'm out of cash now. So.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, it must be nice not have a crap ton of responsibility and bills. You got bills and stuff, but like, it gets different when you got to, like, support the household, pay the lights, electricity, water, groceries,
pay
for all your kids, pay for, you know, gas, insurance. Our insurance is $1,000 a month. I mean, like, that's for all the vehicles. That's for everybody driving around. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like,
Caleb's face.
What? $1,000 a month. That's for the house. And actually, it'll be around $600 a month by the time everything clears out. I added some different vehicles and stuff, but that's for full coverage on 5 vehicles and my house with a 16-year-old driver, a 17-year-old driver, a 19-year-old driver, and a 21-year-old
driver. I
have,
like, this genius idea, all right? You have 2 kids who don't live at home.
If you just get married, like, I would get the 25-year-old discount
right,
from you.
Who don't live at home, I say, kick Tess and Angel off, my insurance cheaper.
No, they pay their insurance.
Yeah, but then mine'd be cheaper.
No, it wouldn't. No. I'm not going to prorate your portion because two less people are on my insurance.
You told me when you were with the other guy that they were making it more because you had more people.
No, because I have younger people.
That's not what you told me. That's not what Allie said, Emma.
What'd you say, Mama?
I don't know.
They literally said that because you have so many people, it's making it more.
Well,
like, yeah, obviously, but it's making it more than it should be.
No, no. What was making it more than it should be was they kept adding Allie to whatever car they wanted to.
Which
and instead
was
of,
always the nicest new.
Yeah, instead of adding her to the cheapest car, they kept adding her onto the nicest newer cars and charging me, like, tried to charge me $300-$400 a month for one driver. And it's like, no. And every time I'd go up there and they'd fix it, and they'd be like, well, we'll take care. And they didn't. Like, they kept changing crap so much on me. It was never the same. Like, I'd get it down to the $500-$600 it's supposed to be, and then the next month they'd send me a $900 bill, and I'd be like, excuse me?
I'm going to do an insurance offer. His bike insurance is cheaper than
mine. It's gone up because I have a truck now.
How much was your bike insurance?
The first time he told me like $60 for 3 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
No. No. $600 for 6 months or something like that.
That's not what you told me.
I don't
said
know.
$60, and I was like, done. There's no.
How old are you?
21 now.
Exactly. There's the key. And when you hit 25, it go down even further.
And he goes right back over and turns 6.
Malachi doesn't realize that, like, you at 16 year old, they friggin' hammer you. I didn't have to deal with that because I was married.
Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking. Don't buy insurance.
That's illegal.
Shut up, Caleb.
As long as the cops
don't. Well, the problem is, why do they make it so expensive for young drivers? And if since they want to do that, that's why nobody has insurance.
Because young drivers cause most accidents.
I'm a very intelligent driver.
Yeah, you are, but that doesn't stop other 100,000 people on the road.
Hey, Caleb could fill our clutch slip in, too.
I told you. You need to get that engine on the stand.
Yeah,
you're all like, my truck's doing this, my truck's doing that. I'm like, we'll fix everything on your truck when we swap the engine. You're like, the only thing I'm not going to do is get that engine ready.
So, guys, y'all ready to hear the 3 weeks? This guy's been procrastinating 4 different things.
3 weeks? You mean 6 months?
So we've had the parts for that truck for 2 months. Every time I ask him, he says it's too cold.
And up until now, that's been the point. Or,
okay. It's like 70 degrees, 80 degrees outside.
There's 6 inches of daggum water standing under there. No, Malachi comes to me at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, not on a Tuesday, because he's got to go to work at 11, right? He comes to me at 9:30, and he's like, you ready to put that clutch in your truck? Knowing darn well, we're going to get out there. We're going to get started. He's going to leave, and I'm going to cripple myself because I ain't going to stop. Once you start me, I can't stop. I would have to finish.
Like the easiest thing in the world to put on.
Malachi, having a clutch in that truck to me means having that truck freaking back together and on the road. I'm not just putting the clutch in and walking away. When we start, that son of a gun will be running or it will be on fire. Because this situation is one of those where I spent 2 months with it down, getting everything fixed on it. I finally had it back on the road. I had it for 2 weeks and the daggum clutch and motor mount broke. Mm. So it's like, you know, truck's been down for 18 out of the last 24 months. I'm ready to have my truck back. But Malachi's like, well, let's just work on it a little. No. And I believe somebody else was supposed to come help you, like, get the transmission in.
Yeah, he said he would, but he keeps making plans.
I don't know.
Nobody knew on the poster, by the way.
Nobody. I told Carrie to put me the Silver Surfer on there somewhere. But she hasn't.
The shop guys, I've never had the itch to just want to throw everything away more in my entire life than cleaning the shop.
It looks clean. Who cleaned it?
Me.
And Kiri. And Allie.
Yeah, but there's a container over there that literally just says junk on top. Because we had no idea what to do with it.
And I'm getting ready to gear it. The problem is this. I still want to have enough tools to do my stuff. I do want to get rid of, like, all the commercial crap to where, like, I don't, like, it's easy to say no to a job if you don't have tools to do it. But I still want to keep a lot of the stuff that I do. Well, I am ADHD, and I can't sit still, and I can't have one project. I got to have 100 different disciplines. So, like, some of this stuff I need. And, yeah, I may not have used it in 10 years, but the second I throw it away, I'm going to need it.
Sorry, there's a bird in your harness over there.
There's always. I don't, like, come in under the door. And then if you're sitting out here in the middle of the night with the lights off and you're just, like, editing on the computer, and then, like, out of nowhere, a little bastard comes from behind and just perches on the screen staring at you, it'll scare the crap out of you.
You can see that. I just turned the lights on.
Wow. In the middle of the- How many years did I teach your Sunday school?
Like one. Yeah, one.
Okay. Y'all for Sunday school, okay? Out of that entire year, how many times was I happy about you cutting the lights on? Exactly. Why would I do that here with the lights on purpose?
No, there was someone who kept turning them on. I was like,
don't say name.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
She's, as long as you don't say last.
Fine.
Well, I mean, like, if I was to say Tasia, if I was going to be like, Tasia did it, I didn't have to say the last name. Anybody that knows is going to be like, yeah, we know who Tasia is.
Yeah, but think about how many Madisons are in the world. That's like a common name.
Billy Madison. All I can think of.
Exactly.
All I know.
Madison Square Garden.
That's not a person.
That's the word.
I don't think it's the one that's Madison Beer. That's the one we're talking about right now.
That's who we're talking about, guys. We went to Sunday school with Madison Beer.
Oh, I totally went to Madison
Beer. Who the heck is that?
Caleb, you
explain. Explain. You haven't talked.
You're a TikTok kid.
Go ahead, TikTok kid.
I'm a TikTok kid.
Not like I brought it up. I'm Caleb. I'm Caleb on this. Come on, talk about it.
She shakes her butt on camera and has a bunch of followers for it. She's a TikToker. She started in, like, what, 2020? I don't know what she does now. I don't keep up with Madison.
Is this her? Let me see. Okay. Yeah. So she's good looking and she shows off her body and guys are like, heck yeah, I like women. I mean, that's. I just tell you flat out, if I was a gorgeous, like, young 18-year-old girl, I'd be online making my money. I'm not going to lie. It's too easy not to do something that's fun and get paid for it.
It's not fun. It leaves you feeling empty and hollow.
But the money.
Nice, like, Kawasaki H2.
Exactly.
Not feeling hollow, bro.
It does leave you empty and hollow, and I don't think you should do it, but the girls that do it to where they don't have multiple guys in there, and they're literally just themselves, and they're making millions, like, yeah, you feel a little dirty, but you're not.
I would sell my feet.
I'd try to sell my feet now. I got some ugly feet. Anybody out there want to see some pictures of some ugly feet? I'll send them to you. Give me some money.
Some people have that fetish, though, and it does not matter to me what someone does with the picture of my foot at all. That is, if you're paying for it, especially, dude, have as many as you want.
57 times the limit. That one guy had a heart attack.
What?
You ain't ever seen that? Look it up. See if you can find it. A teenage boy, he dies of a heart attack after, like, jacking off like 56 times in a row.
Jeez.
And they had this huge article about it. Good. But the first comment was, who was counting?
Yeah.
Was his friend next to him? Yeah, but do they?
One.
Well, I mean, if you're like a 30-second pop-off, I mean, you'd have plenty of time for that. But think about
God, that's embarrassing.
56 times in a row. But who's counting? Do they have video cameras? Did like somebody hack into it? Like, it was his laptop secretly recording, or was his friend sitting there going, that's 10, bro. You got it. Keep going. Come on.
You're at 30. You're almost there.
Change the video. You're getting bored of this one. Go, go, go. Like, you know, people have problems, but, like, it's a hazard. Don't blow your heart up.
Can they tell when you die, though?
You got it. He masturbates 56 times.
Dies of heart attack.
He stroked himself to death. He had a stroke because he was overstroking.
Must have been.
It's dangerous. Now, my father come to me when I was about 10 and was like, you don't need to masturbate. It'll make you go blind. And I just looked at him because daddy had, like, glasses that were almost as thick as this. Like, daddy was blind, right? But he's like, you don't need to masturbate. It'll make you go blind. And I just looked at him. He goes, now shut up. I stopped before I went blind. He walked out. And I was like, oh, fair enough, I guess. I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you know? I wonder if that guy's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
He has.
Mom, look would up the Guinness World.
Would that be considered? Question, though. Would that be considered a Darwin Award? Yeah, you guys know what Darwin Awards are, right?
I forgot.
Look up Darwin Award and read the official definition for me.
Something's probably stupid.
Oh, it's you get an award for being stupid, but like you have to remove yourself from the gene pool, die doing something stupid, or render yourself unable to continue your genes. So there's been several people that has just like had their genitals removed by crazy accidents and not been able to. Go ahead.
The Darwin Awards are a tongue-in-cheek, humorous award given to individuals who, through their actions, have seemingly removed themselves from the human gene pool, often in a spectacularly idiotic way.
Yeah.
They are awarded annually to those who have demonstrated a complete disregard for common sense and have, in the process, helped improve the human species by removing their genes from the gene pool.
Heck yeah.
So was he grinding jerkmate ranked, guys?
I think he ascended jerkmate ranked. I'm not going to
lie. Was he grinding?
Yeah, I'd say.
He was grinding jerkmate ranked. That's what it was.
He either made it or he did not make it.
No.
I think he made it.
No,
that is done.
If you were doing 56 times in a row, there ain't nobody staying there with you. No. And there ain't nothing keeping you entertained unless it's professional and shot from multiple angles.
So wait, was it like straight in a row? Or
yes.
Like
not over a month.
Like, no,
not over a long period.
No, like,
it was in
like,
a day.
He didn't take a single break.
As far as, I don't know who was counting and keeping the journal, but like that's what the article says, was 56 times in a row.
He was making a tally mark on the sheet. Like he had a sheet of paper. One.
Yeah, but nobody's going to brag about it. You don't go to school and say, bro.
What makes you
for me, that's funny.
I can understand the first one.
That's 50.
I can understand a moment of weakness in the first one. What was he shaking? The pen? Everything's shaking at this point. Tally marks are all over the place. I got legs numb.
That's
56 times.
Or, I mean, he could have been like one. I don't know, but like, it's insane to think about. How bored and desperately hooked do you got to be?
That's a problem. That's a major problem.
I mean, not no more.
Well, for people still, it's a major problem.
Oh, yeah. There's people that get paid to do it. There are professional people that their whole goal is to edit pornography, and they sit there and just masturbate all day. And, like, if I watched a documentary and was reading some articles about it, like, because it was a career that, like, they made good money, but it's a career that just doesn't seem good for you, you know? Like, you're getting paid to be addicted to pornography. Not good. But, like, that's their whole careers, and it's like, I just don't understand, like, sex is great, but, like,
have
I don't.
Sex in person.
Yeah, like, auto, what would that be considered? Auto sex? Solo sex? I don't see anybody.
Lame.
I couldn't just sit around and be like, I'm going to solo myself 56 times in a row. This is just stupid. But like, but still, the whole point goes back to, even if he was making tally marks, are the investigators going to go, well, tally marks are covered in semen, so I would assume he was, you know, mounting how many times he jacked off. Did they go by the volume?
There was a title at the top.
The room looked like a Jackson Pollock painting
or
by the time he got done.
He
when they turned the black light on.
When I make my shopping list, I usually say like Walmart list or grocery list or shopping list at the very top of the page.
But
I'm just
like,
saying.
Type of OCD craziness you got to have to be like, number one,
I'm just trying
masturbation
to make
it. Goal. So how's work, Dylan?
Did he,
Caleb? Did he what?
Is Justin going to watch it?
I don't know at this point.
So if somebody comes up to you and be like, I did 58 one tap, tell them to prove it.
We'll go out back, put some tallies down.
see how dedicated you are. We'll get you in this record book. Now, I'm not watching. I'm just going to hit record and walk away.
Make the 60, you got yourself a free McDonald's.
We'll make all the new hires watch the video and count for us.
Yeah.
If you can make it through this video, you're instantaneously hired.
With a bonus.
With a bonus. And the bonus is we'll give you some Visine, and you can just close your eyes for the next 6 weeks while you heal. But that's what's funny to me about men and women. Women are the same way. They just won't admit it. Women are just as perverted as men. The only difference is women are perverted over different things. Guys get excited physical, you know, like woman takes her top off. I don't care what man you are. Even gay men I have talked to have been like, nice pair of boobs is a nice pair of boobs, period.
Yeah.
So like women were designed for us to look at. But like for a woman, like you're not being physical. You want to like fulfill her emotional needs. And that is what makes her want to be physical. Like you make her feel special. You give her a hug. You don't call her stupid when she acts crazy. You know, like stuff like that. If you can make them laugh and keep them fed, they won't even realize they're married till you've already had four children.
It's a little more than don't call us stupid. Just saying.
No, look. Allie came to the soup kitchen Tuesday. And she said, she texts her boyfriend. Just said, I don't know, I'm just mad. Pissed off the whole time at him. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything. She said, oh, I'm just mad today, so it's out on you.
Yeah, I'm just mad today, so therefore I can take it out on you. But that's also, the, like, societally, the difference between men and
women.
We'll
see, but also...
like, they're taught that's okay.
The advice Asa has been given is just, she's always right.
No.
I hate that advice.
That's retarded.
Because it's... okay, that works if it's something stupid. Oh, this Dr. Pepper has this much sugar. Oh, you're right. I don't care.
Well,
if
yeah.
it's going to make you upset over something stupid, I don't care. You're right. But as far as, like, something, like, that just, like, you know you're right on, I don't think you should just be like, you're right.
You shouldn't. And where most men make the mistake, I think, in long-term relationships, especially, like marriages or, you know, even, like, long-term girlfriend and boyfriend, they make the mistake of, from the beginning, they treat them as if they're always right and they can do no wrong. Because society has taught a lot of women that they're always right and they can do no wrong. That's just not daggum true. And if you're going to marry a woman, your job as a husband is to make sure she turns out to be the best possible person she can be. Which means you want her to be at peace, happy, and fulfilled. You can't, all three of those don't happen instantly. She'll probably never have all three at once, but your job is to make sure that her character, her actions, and her attitude are developed in a way that she doesn't have to be ashamed of her actions. Your goal is to mentor and love your wife enough to tell her the truth and teach her how to behave, that when she gets home at the end of the day, she never has to come home and sit and not want to look herself in the mirror because she acted like a dummy all day. There's a whole lot of women out there that are really bitter because they go out there and they just burn bridges and relationships all over the place because no one's ever taught them how to actually act. And then...
also, quit telling the Incredible Hulk she's pretty.
The Incredible Hulk?
We talked about this last night.
Oh, the whole... well, we talked about this last episode.
Yeah, no, it's, we've been talking about that because it's like... it's those people who have the most obnoxious, terrible personality because they've been told their whole lives they're pretty and they can do anything they want.
And then a lot of times it's not even that. They've been told stuff like that, but a lot of times they will embrace that because it's easier to embrace that than to admit the flaws in yourself and be okay with them. That's where the problem lies. They want to go out there and pretend. They're putting on this big farce. Like, I'm 250, 6'3". Hairy. Don't nobody want to see me in spandex. Don't nobody want to see me walk around naked. I'm more comfortable naked. When all my kids are out of the house, I have warned you guys, call before you come, because chances are when it's just me and your mama in the house, I will not have clothes on the second I hit my door. But I know that people don't want to see that. So I don't dress like that. I put on clothes. I cover myself. I make myself look appropriate to society. Doesn't matter what I'm comfortable with or how good looking I think I am, because I think I'm ugly and piss. But like, that's not, that doesn't matter. the people go out there and they're like, oh, I think I'm beautiful, so everybody wants to see. Sorry, honey, that just ain't the issue. And even gay men notice. I've seen a ton of interviews with gay men, and, you know, women will ask them about women, and they'll just flat out be saying, like, they're dressing like hookers and hoes. They come out here looking like they should be approaching a pole, not a man on the street, and they think people are going to treat them with respect. They walk around here acting dumb, being uglier and heck, even if they're good looking, because gay guys like, I don't care if you're fat, ugly, or good looking. You come in here with an attitude that you've got to have 6 figures and 6'3". Like, it's just, your standards are retarded, and you're not going to get them acting the way you're. Plus, when I was a kid, it was okay to tell someone, you know, you don't necessarily look good in that. Oh, no, it's still okay. They just get all buttered about it. Yeah. In which my mama was a big one. She was 5'6". I think before she got hit and died, she clocking in like 275. Not a big old gal, right? But she was healthy. She moved a lot. She was always working, and she was happy, but she dressed appropriately. But she get all over people. Like, she calls someone fat. They come in there dressed inappropriately. She say, you need to cover that up. You know, she seen a young lady dressed like a hooker. She tell her, hey, you're dressed like you're trying to sell what you got. So unless you want people to approach you and try to buy it, you might want to change how you're dressed. And like, uh-oh.
Unprofessional. So why would I want to hang out
with you? Right now we are listening to a one-sided conversation between Malachi and his sister. Why would I want to hang out with this boy that
looks like he got drafted into the military? Oh. I told you he looks like he got drafted. I told you.
Oh, you don't want to go? They're asking him if he wants to go see the Minecraft movie. You can talk, Tasia. Just poised and ready?
Yeah.
Like a good little student that you are?
Chicken jockey!
The only thing that's ever made me wish I was raised Catholic is the schoolgirl. Because if we'd have been raised Catholic, she would have a few still.
Stop.
They're hot, dude. You can't.
Stop.
What, every anime uniform? Every anime school uniform there is.
I'm not putting my 2 cents at this.
Every school anime uniform is close to the Catholic schoolgirl uniform, and I think they're awesome. But
remind me to show you pictures from my 7th grade dance.
Don't show later. Any pictures. 7th grade dance?
Is that okay?
It was a school dance. It was completely appropriate.
We didn't do anything wrong at school dances. That was the parking lot.
We also didn't know each other when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah, unfortunately. Or you'd be a few years older.
Probably.
Not me.
I mean, if we'd have started younger, you'd have come along eventually. Might be 12 of you. I don't know.
I don't care when I was born.
Well, you don't really have a choice over it, so. Yeah. I mean, I kind of hate that I was born in gay month, but, you know.
Gay bitch.
Disabled gay? There's a disabled gay month?
July.
What makes it disabled?
They went too hard during gay month. Now they can't walk right.
Black History Month.
When's that?
February.
Why is that Black History Month? That's love month.
I don't know. March is nothing.
March is the month that you get the rewards from your June birthday celebration. Takes 9 months for him to bike.
I love talking to, like, just bringing that up. Like, I'm like, to think about when you were conceived, and then think about, like, 9 months before your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Figure out what's around it. What holiday, what event.
Crazy, almost everyone in that room, it's their dad's birthday.
That's because women, for their birthdays, want to be taken out and spoiled and gifts and everything. Men, for their birthdays, like, take me in that bedroom and make me feel like a king. That's all you need. Women, if you want to keep your man happy, quit fussing at him so much. Realize that you're not enemies.
Remember, it's supposed to be fun.
Right. And keep him so daggum drained that even if another woman approaches him, he's like, I ain't got nothing to do with you. Get on out of here. And if women do hit on you guys and you don't like them, be nice to them. You can be polite. You don't have to say, be gone, whore.
Gone, fucked.
I've never been rude to anybody.
Now, if they hit on you and like, okay, if you do get hit on by women, I will tell you this. Guys' pickup lines are sweet. Guys' pickup lines.
Dylan's pickup line sucks.
Sweet.
Dylan's not actually using his pickup lines, though. He's not actually trying these out. But if a guy is actually interested in a girl and wants to talk to her, he has to be smooth. He has to get her to laugh. He's got to break the ice somehow, right? A girl that hits on a guy, not all of them, but certain classes of girls, and you'll tell when they approach you, they don't hit on you sweetly. They're like, hey, you want a piece of this? And they'll say all types of nasty stuff. And you're like, no, I don't. Not at all. Even if I wasn't married, I don't want any of that. Because if you approach me like that in a random place as a stranger, I want to know if I'm the first or 400th. Yeah, I ain't got time for that. No, I don't want to rub dicks with 400 other dudes. Just not cool. It's just not part of what I want out of my life. Now, there are some guys out there, like, I mean, if that's your cup of tea, I think you're dumb, but more power to you. Like, no. Nah. I like having one woman and being attached to her and having her grow close to me and developing a family. Because, like, women are crazy, right? But most of the time, women are crazy just because they don't know how to express what they feel emotionally in a manner that you understand. So they're over here spanking, you know, pink. And
speaking.
Spanking. Speaking. Spanking's what will be later if you keep correcting me. But anyways, they're over here speaking pink.
What's that face?
Here's what's going to happen. My boy is going to get married one day. And then he's going to come to me and he's going to say, I don't see how you kept it as PG as you did. No, it's hard when your woman's around. My girls are going to get married. And then their husbands are going to have a really hard life unless, because I've always prayed, I want my girls to be married to men that love them and are as infatuated with them as I am mine. Yeah. And I want my son to be as infatuated with his wife as I am mine. Like, that's just what you want out of marriage. Are you going to trash can cam it up?
I just want kids.
Who wants kids?
You just want kids?
Not right now.
I'll take kids right now.
Down the road.
I don't know.
No,
whatever happens.
A little more.
Good Lord.
Perfect. We're even
We made it once. We made it one time, Dylan, and she thinks we're like, NBA.
Hey, you've made it once. The difficulty goes up 9 times.
I think you can get it. I was going to say, I think it's easier, but never mind.
Give it back. No, give it back.
Get yourself. It's a little closer.
The only person that has made a trash can is Dylan. And it only counts once, though, because one time he did it with a boot. Like, a boot's too large of a target.
No, Malachi made it last week.
Mm-hmm. Did he?
Nope, don't recall that.
Yes, he did.
Have you got it on recording?
Yes.
The episode's out.
I think it is.
We can delete that episode.
A lot of people watched that episode.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people did.
A lot of people said Dylan had my friend said Dylan had ADHD because he kept coming out of nowhere with the most random thing.
You think we all don't have ADHD? There's a reason we have an episode titled ADHD at its finest. Or something like
what
that.
What is Aminator?
Huh?
Does anyone want to go see the
Amateur?
Amateurs. It's actually
okay, guys.
You gotta teach yourself how to.
I'm rewriting the dictionary because the English language was written by a Jack K.
M. Okay, look, pronounce it.
Spell Mansion. Spell Mansion.
M-A-N-S-I-O-N.
Manson. Yeah. Manson.
Manson.
That is not how it should be pronounced.
The problem with the English language is it comes from 50 different languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did we not think, oh, we made this sound this way? Just put it there. We made the S sound like an S. Why the crap did we put a P there?
Because we wanted to.
We're stupid.
It's like pterodactyl, but pterodactyl.
Why did we put...
Because the root words and languages that they come from are not English. And the way they're pronounced and said in other languages, a lot of it's Latin, Aramaic, Greek, Hebrew. What's the other one? There's another one that's used a lot. Akkadian?
Aztec?
Caleb, come on. You went... You graduated high school.
I graduated high school.
I did too.
You're right. I didn't graduate. I got my GED. I got my good enough diploma.
You can't do that anymore, can you?
You got to be 18 now, don't you?
He was 16.
Yeah.
That's why.
They were like, yo, bro, got 2 years for what? He'll graduate. No.
I graduate next year.
Yeah. Homeschooling. Works different. Yeah, he will have a full diploma. Homeschooling is the same as regular school. You just don't have to put up with all beans.
What?
You don't walk the
stage. No, I'm. What stage? My front yard?
There is a stage at like the school we umbrella under. Like you could walk, but it's in like Knoxville or Chattanooga. I don't know. Somewhere distant.
I got the choice. And
I'm going to have a look.
No.
I'm going to walk.
So far, none
I'm
going to
have
your
a graduation party so I get paid.
Then he's going to walk off in the woods, and we'll never see him again. He's going to go walk about for the next 20 years.
And you know what? I'm going to actually use the money I get to go to school.
You know what we should do for your graduation party? Get on bikes and just go.
See, I had,
good graduation gift, guys.
I had plans
Honda,
for a senior
CBR.
Trip for him. Like, especially if I can get another motorcycle by them. He has a motorcycle. I wouldn't mind hitting the full loop, like going down to see Angel. Or actually going all the way down and seeing Mary Kate, coming up seeing Angel for a few days, coming up seeing Brandon making a few knives, and then looping back around.
Hey, give me one too.
I told my mom that I was like, look, I might take off for a week of work. I told Justin and everybody, I was like, look, this sounds fun. I remember this.
Hey, you might need to give me a bike too.
Okay. Hey, you might need to give me a bike too. while we're on the case.
Yeah. When I got married, I was like, I need to tell my mom a bunch of stuff. And I was like, oh, she's dead.
How about we trade your, find someone to trade your truck for like five just like peak condition motorcycles?
Yes. You find it and I'll trade it.
All right, Malachi, let's start looking.
You got it. Deal.
No Harley Davidsons, though.
I'll take a Harley. I don't care.
I mean, if they give us five Harleys, we will sell them five Harleys.
And then buy what we want.
Yeah, and then buy us each a truck and a motorcycle. You know?
I like my truck. I don't need another truck. I want a Mazda RX-7. I'm going to set it up for drifting. Because who doesn't want to drift?
Deja.
I love going fast.
I took her drifting, kind of drifting. I took her extreme mudding with an Outlaw little four-cylinder pushing like 500 horses. And we come through a place that had just been dozered and like water everywhere. Like, it was nasty. Speedometer didn't go under 120. Like, we was slinging mud for 300 foot. But she's over there just, we got done. She was like, never, never again. And that was like 20 years ago. So.
Whenever I get my drifting car, I just won't even tell mom. I'm like, come on, mom, let's go for a stroll.
That's rude.
So you're going to do one of the reaction videos with her, have camera in there, and have her all freaking out.
She'll have a blast.
You think that? Your mama is extremely opposed to fun.
I remember whenever I stalled out in Dylan's driveway.
I remember this.
We rolled down the whole driveway. We rolled backwards down Dylan's entire driveway.
Scary.
And your mama has told me how terrifying it was.
Right. And my mom, the whole time,
Oh my God, you're gonna hit the pin. Oh,
you gotta let
That's
me lock
exactly
in.
How
we're
I
rolling. Landed. We're rolling 20 miles an hour down a hill. Let me lock in.
Backwards.
Backwards.
Yeah. Just, uncontrollable.
Just don't hit the fence. Like aim it, not the fence.
Right, yeah, but you okay, guys? Screaming at someone in extreme duress, regardless of what you're screaming, even if it's helpful instructions.
I wasn't screaming. I was elevated in the
vocal range. You're so scared, and then.
Every time I talk to your mama, if I get excited, I let my normal voice come out. Like right now, I'm suppressing my voice. I 24/7 almost always suppress my voice because my natural voice is very loud. But if I get excited about something, I forget to suppress it, and I use my normal voice. She's like, why are you yelling at me? And I was like, that ain't even close to yelling.
I think I was like, Mom, we have two options. We call Dylan, and you and him bounce in the truck bed while Dylan pushes and see if I can gain traction on this gravel mountain.
Instead, I came down on my bike. I was going to pick her up, but then I crashed.
Yeah, don't crash on these heels. I called Aaron and was like,
truck's down. Dylan's down.
I was like, you can make it up the hill in my truck, right? He's like, I don't know. We'll find out. And I was like, sure.
I don't understand why you have such trouble, though. I go right up it every time.
The problem was I didn't know how.
You got to hit it.
Well, I was in second gear, not first.
You can be in second, but if you're in second, you better be doing 35 or 40.
Yeah, I was not.
I fly up
the
driveway.
Suspension in that truck up Dylan's driveway.
The suspension in that truck driving on smooth pavement sucks. Like, why would you want to?
It's
they're gone. Okay, Caleb, you've driven that truck, right?
No,
I haven't driven it, but I've driven it.
You've driven it? Okay. Here's the deal with that truck. When I owned it at his age, I put a turbo on it. And I run it at close to 12, 13 pounds of boost for a year. And I'm
stock
talking about
engine.
I was not easy on that son of a gun. All the time. There is no reason it should have been running for that year, much less me take the turbo off, put the stock stuff back on, give it to Daddy. He drives it for 20 years, and now he's driving it. That truck is begging to die.
It's so bad.
I gave it a deal when we first got it. You know, it got passed to him when Daddy died. I was like, look, you give me this amount of months, and then you can die. The engine can die. Fine. I'll put a new heart in you. I don't mind, but you give me this much time. We got about two more months on that time. So I guarantee you, if we don't get that engine done in 2 months, you're going to be going down the road, and that truck's going to go, I'm sorry. I'm done with it.
Well, if someone hasn't taken it to Georgia 3 times.
It does great going to Georgia.
Taking it to Jonesboro 2 times.
So every now and then, you got to get it out there and hit it hard.
It drives a lot faster now.
Yeah.
Ever since you went to Jonesboro. Drives a lot faster.
I got it out on the interstate, and I freaking put
it.
It'll
go 55 and 4 because I forgot to shift, but it'll go 55 and 4.
Malachi's always driving around like this. It's okay. Like, would you shift?
Okay. Caleb, you're about to drive this truck because he goes 30 in fourth gear.
All the time. What fourth is for.
And it's bogged the piss down. I'm talking you're under 1,000 RP.
I am not like, on 2,000, what you talking?
No, it's under
1,800.
It's like
under 1,000 idling.
That's what you leave it at. That's where it'll
start. Yeah, but I got used to the dually that in any gear, idling will just keep going. It is so low end torque that this.
That
sucker put it.
Whenever I drove that truck for the first time, I was like trying to work on the. I was in first. I was
you gotta do all that crap.
I just let go of the clutch and the truck. It just started moving. You don't even have to hit the gas. There's nothing. You just let go and it goes in first gear.
First gear is so low. Guess what the top speed in first gear is? 3 miles an hour, and that's at 4,500 RPM on a 7.3. At 3 miles an hour in first gear, that truck is going. But I tell you what, it doesn't matter what's behind it. I've had 30,000 something pounds behind it in first gear. You don't even know it's there. But you're only going 3. Yeah. So you take off in second. Well, it's supposed to be a granny low. It's supposed to actually be labeled as a low gear. But it's a service truck. So instead of being, the low, super low, and then the 4, they just do 5 speed. So you take off in second.
Yeah, but I remember whenever your clutch went out, we were on fruit. And
3 miles? Maybe 3 miles.
No, you finally turned it off and started it in second gear.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like the distance to home is what? About 2.5, 3 miles? Yeah.
Took us like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Clutch went out. So we got it in first gear. And I was trying to let it
well,
put first
not,
gear.
Not the clutch. Not like the actual clutch. Like the pedal broke.
Yeah.
It just broke.
Anybody out there listening, it's the stupid Ford clutch pedal from the 90s that just falls off and junk all the time. Yeah. It'll run forever. Problem is, you can drive a Ford half broke for the next 500,000 miles. Don't even try to fix it. Running on 3 cylinders, supposed to have 4, piss on it, 100,000 miles. You got plenty of room.
Caleb's a Ford hater.
I don't blame you. I'm a Chevy hater.
I'm a Dodge hater.
The only reason I don't like most Chevys, though, is because if you put a GMC emblem on them, and this is from personal experience, it'll run 100,000 more miles. Oh, same dadgum truck. Oh, yeah. Everything's identical. Why does GMC make it run longer? That is a good question. Yeah. I mean,
they come off the same factory.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they are identical. Everything's the same.
What is it, the Sierras and the Silverados? Yeah. They're like the same truck.
But every GMC I've dealt with has outlasted and been tougher than the Chevy variant. Chevy may be cursed. Where did the name Chevrolet come from? Did that kill some Indian tribe or something stupid? Get that? That sounds about right. I mean, Chevrolet sounds like Indian murder. That's what it sounds like, right?
Sure. I don't know where Chevrolet's from.
Spanish,
I don't know what Ford stands
Spanish.
For.
That's the problem.
First on race day. That's what it was made
for. Is it Spanish? I feel like it's Spanish.
No, it didn't. No, y'all crackheads made that up.
Made what up?
The found on road dead Ford thing.
Rednecks made that up.
It means first on race day. Mm-hmm. That's what Ford was made for.
Me and my family was always called it found on road dead.
What does your family drive? Chevy's. Crap.
You know what they call it?
Your family drives crap.
Chevy's, Toyota.
Your family drives junk. Ford. Look at that Nissan at the bottom of the hill.
We don't care. As long as it runs, it gets you to point A to point B, we don't care.
That's what we are. What you got?
Chevrolet got its name from its co-founder, Louis Chevrolet, a Swiss race car driver.
Second Swiss. That's the problem. They're good at making watches, but they can't make a truck.
I don't have anything like, I like doing Silverado. It handles very nice.
That's the issue. I like a whole lot of vehicles, a whole lot of different makes and models. Everybody's always like, it's the maker. No, it's the combination. It's what engine.
Yeah,
because like
really
Dodge Dakotas, okay, that little 6-cylinder Dodge Dakota, piece of junk.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I still love my.
They're fun little trucks, but that little 6-cylinder motor is a daggum time bomb. It is going to die before 100,000 miles. Now they did a Dodge Dakota with a 318 in it.
Yeah,
318's a beast. You can't like a properly built 318. You can't hurt. Phenomenal motor, Chevys. Chevy does all these weird, we ain't worried about that. Chevy does all these weird engine combos and stuff, but like Chevy does the thing where they take engines that are notorious for being long lasting and make them disappear, like the 327. You're like, oh, it's indestructible. Why would we keep making it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like Ford switching from the IDIs to the power stroke.
Yeah.
And lying about it?
The stupidest thing ever.
You still on it? Way off.
See, that was the worst yet.
The problem is, I've never once actually tried to go with trash. I'm always doing this.
I'm going to get it one day.
Anyway, all
right, next is our phones.
Back to the vehicles. Yeah. Ford swapped from IDI to power stroke.
Yeah. And they lied.
Ford went downhill.
Oh, yeah. Power stroke.
Yeah.
Such bad.
But the problem is. They
what?
Ego boost even terrible. Yeah. They lied about it to do that. They fudged the numbers to say that the power stroke was more powerful. The IDI was actually stronger. But they're like, we want the power stroke. It was an emissions thing, is what it was. They needed the power stroke because of its injection and emissions. And if you want to look at what's wrong with cars today, it's because people decided we needed to breathe. But the problem is they were misguided in their evidence of what was going to kill us. Because, like, all the people that are like, global warming's terrible and we're destroying the planet. But then, like, they do the numbers and they're like, well, we estimate that we're responsible for 0.001% of global warming. Okay. So you're that 0.1% of germs that made it through the Lysol. But yet you're going to tell me that that one germ that I didn't kill is going to be responsible for all the damage every other germ in the world causes. No, I'm sorry. The earth does what the heck the earth wants to do. God comes in here. He makes the sun hotter. He goes closer. He goes further. He does whatever the crap he wants to do, and we ain't going to do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we're going to kill the planet. No, you ain't. It's going to kill you. Look at Australia. It's practice ground. Australia's like, we're going to figure out, as a planet, how to kill humans. And they're doing pretty good at it. Mm-hmm. And see, for a long time, I think for a long time, we stayed away from Australia because we knew that. That's where you had all them, like, New Guinea people and them headhunters and stuff. Yeah, but for a long time, it was just the natives. And the natives were all crazy, and they ate each other, and they had a good life, and we stayed away from them. And then we were like, you know what? We need a place to put our prisoners. So, big prison colony. But the problem is this. We gave them tougher people to kill. Here's the training ground that the Earth is using to figure out how to kill humans, and we're like, here's tougher humans so you can practice more. Are you looking up Australian...
just looking up the funnel web spider that can bite through boots.
Yeah.
Bite through boots.
This full, like, if your toe is not actually steel toe, if it's that composite, this sun gun right here can bite through it.
Hey, I'll be bit, but it'll be dead. That's all that matters.
You will too.
Hey, life for a life.
Look up, what's the deadliest snake in Australia? Is it a two-stepper? Puff adder?
I was watching Instagram reels, you know, because that's what I do with my life. And there was this guy, and he's like, let's talk about what would happen if my snakes bit you. And he was like, this one, you would pass out instantly and bleed out. This one would make you bleed from every pore in your body until you die. Why would anyone own that?
The inland taipan.
Okay.
How common is it? Like, if I go to Australia, what are the odds I'm going to see one of those?
If you find you, first thing you do in Australia
is you going to Australia.
If you find the one guy that is speaking English, but that ain't English. And he looks like he is either six cases in or six joints in, and he's real smiley and he's happy and everybody's, you know, excited around him. Find that Australian guy and run with him. You will regret it physically. You'll be broken, you'll be bruised, you'll be battered, you might die. But at the end, you'll have some amazing stories. Every time I've run with an Aussie dude that...
trying to keep up
meat
with
eater phone.
Aaron.
Yeah, all Aussies are crazy. Every one of them. But they're a blast.
Says it's not rare, but it's not common to see them there in remote habitat.
Yeah.
I'm never going to Australia. I'm a baby.
Let's go to Australia.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the whole island's trying to kill you.
I would go for the dad lore. Let's do it.
The dad lore?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. We need more dad lore.
What in the hell is that?
You have the most insane dad lore because you are a dummy.
Yeah.
The story you tell your kids when they get
it's called
older.
Dad lore. It's to be, you can't, like, talk to your kids and be, like, a wimp, you know? You got to be like, man, that one time I jumped the bike over the pond, but I did not make it over the pond.
No, I made it.
I think I could jump your bike over that pond.
Yeah, I could
too. Honestly, you said your bike.
Well, I don't have a bike.
That's like when I used to race illegally with different people. Like, I never drove my own vehicle. Like, I didn't even have a freaking license. But, like, people would be like, you need to drive my car for me. Like, win me some money. Like, it's a $50,000 car. I don't care. Win me some money. All right, ain't mine. I'd tear things all to pieces. You talking about slinging sparks and, like, you know, swapping some metal? I didn't mind at all. Wasn't my car. I wasn't paying for it. She throws gang signs. Eventually, she hits a gang sign that offends us enough that we quit. Is what it is. She just sits over there all pretty, perched, looking like Princess Leia with a Lear Mouse on.
We need to make your dirt bike an actual dirt bike.
You got two of them right there, brand new engines. You just got to put them together.
Yeah. Do you know how, Dylan, you remember how we got those off?
Nope.
Me neither.
YouTube.
I
and now that Malachi's finally gotten in gear and gotten the shop almost clean, the reason I did this is so that once we get this area clean.
Now that I've gotten in gear and finally cleaned his shop.
Shut up, son. But anyways, Dylan, we'll have Malachi's bike, right? We'll have a spot here for one of yours and the other one of yours. That way we can have, like, spread out all the parts and, like, actually work on them individually.
So it's not like he's not just going to be sitting in the chair watching us do it.
Malachi, nobody asked for your 2 cents. Be quiet.
You need moral support. Exactly. You need the guy there that goes, well, hell, I don't know either. Look it up. Because sometimes you need the person to remind you. Unlike when I was a child and I had to sit there and beat my head against concrete till I figured it out, you guys have this amazing tool where it's like, huh. Like, y'all play video games. You can't figure out a section. You get online, you look it up. You know what we had to do?
Dylan refuses to.
We had to wait a year or two. If we wanted to cheat at a game, we couldn't beat it.
Elden Ring, I watched the whole video.
Dylan used to refuse to look up videos.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but think about it. If you wanted to do that, like the Resident Evil games especially, right? Exactly. If you wanted to figure them out without actually having to beat your head against the wall, you had to play the game for a year or two and just keep trying until the daggum walkthrough guide come out. That's how you had to do it.
Or you just you start looking up, looking down, keep on walking, just doing that.
I tried to tell
you, will see it.
I tried to tell him while he was playing Resident Evil, I'm like, check everything. Read every note, look at every wall, look at every scrap of carpet, open every freaking door, every drawer.
I didn't do all that.
Okay.
You and I also was online cheating for you.
You want to hear the stupid one? Elden Ring. Malachi's played a little bit at
home. Which one is Elden Ring?
You know Dark Souls games? Dark Souls 1 was out probably when you were, how old are you? I think it was out before him, I think.
Well, just type it in. We have a producer.
Okay, hang on.
Dark Souls.
This is
regular Dark Souls.
One of the hardest games out
there. One of the hardest games to date, and I've beat it.
Okay, here's what I'm about to say.
For me?
So, here, let me just say this, okay? I spent 2 hours trying to beat 5 wolves.
It was the most funniest thing to watch. I wish you could see what I fought.
I don't know. I kind of miss games like that, though. Because, like, Final Fantasy X and, like, a lot of the Final Fantasies were like that. You could play, and like, we had 200-something game hours in Final Fantasy X, but we had every special thing, okay, every AR.
Pure skill. That's all this game
I'm going to put my Xbox in the living room, and you can buy Elden Ring. I'm going to see if you can get back.
You know, I will. We'll do it right after this, because I'll show you what's
in the game. I'll eat some mushroom gummies, and I will out of that game. Even if I'm not playing it, just give me a controller.
Good luck with Bale if you get the deal.
I said just give me the controller and put the music on in the background.
Huh?
Gave up.
2011, so Kiri. It come out with Kiri's. Coincide with Kiri's.
That was the first one. There's more now. I refuse to play that one because the mechanics are still... That was the first one, so it was terrible. But
Dylan gave up on the DLC, though.
Because I didn't even touch him once. And I was like, yeah. And I died like 20 times. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not.
I died to that first boss that many times.
Is this like a walkthrough game? Like an actual storyboard game, or is it like online?
Okay, so
it's not online.
Elden Ring.
It's an open.
It's an open world. So how the original Dark Souls is, it's not open world. It's like a level based game. But Elden Ring is an open world. You have random crap out there, and then you have bosses. The bosses get harder and harder as you progress. And if you do a new game plus, the bosses are 10 times harder.
Do you build up strength and stuff as you go?
So it's just
like the Final Fantasy.
Magic.
You need to fight everybody.
If you want magic.
Everybody you come across, you need to go ahead and fight.
If you want.
No. If you're going to a village and you have to fight 400 little people going to that village, you need to fight every daggum one of them for the experience.
No, not really, because you can skip the small guys and go straight for the boss.
Does everything give you experience, though? Everything lets you level up. Every battle
gives
makes a difference.
Souls, which can level you up, yes.
This is what I'm saying. So like in Final Fantasy, right? You can play it to where you do just enough to be able to barely beat that boss, or you can play it to where you do every fight, every side quest. You get to the final boss that took you an hour and a half to beat before, and one character runs up and goes, dead. So at Elder Scrolls, what I'm asking is, if you were to just run around and be like, I'm not going to go for the first boss. I'm going to fight till my level is at the 10th boss. Then I'm going to go for the first boss.
Well, yeah.
Then I'm going to go to the second boss after I'm ready for the 20th boss.
Final Fantasy in like one, you beat the main boss in one hit.
Yes. That's because I fought every, when we replayed it, we fought every, like, because you're like running village to village, right? And it's a turn-based RPG. But like, you get in a fight and there's a fight. You can run away from the fight without any penalty in a lot of situations. Well, if you do that, you don't gain the experience and leveling up from that fight. And so the second time we played it, our goal was to have every major, like Aeon that you could call, was to do every side quest. The only ones we did not complete were stupid Blitzball with Waka's character. Playing that.
I love that you remember all that.
Playing that daggum soccer in the water bullcrap. That's the only one I didn't get everything on because I'm like, I'm not doing that. But everybody else, yeah, had their you know, super weapon or whatever. But yeah, the main guys, like before, like the Aeons are creatures you call.
That was also kind of the first time where we could like look things up and figure out special side quests. And like, that was. Because we did.
Yeah, that was the very was beginning like, of that.
At the. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah, once we got all the leveling up, like we get to the main boss and like you have to kill every one of your Aeons that is caught. Mm-hmm. And like before it was this major fight. And this time it was just like done, 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 done. Main boss comes out, done.
Well, see, the problem with that, he didn't even get to the main boss. He got to the five wolves.
And did he play for 220 hours? No. He played for 2 hours. Exactly.
I played when I started Elden Ring. I mean, I went to it first, and then
I'm on a PS4. I'm on a PS4.
I played it on a PS4, and I went to
what's PS4? Wrong with a PS4? I was on a PS2 playing Final Fantasy.
I started on PS4 though,
but you didn't play the whole game.
No, I didn't play the whole game, but I got started it.
This is mostly what the podcast is: them two arguing. Like,
well, because I'm married, couple. And Dylan's wrong.
No, he's wrong.
Well, that sounds just wrong. Like an old married couple.
He's wrong. I'm right always.
You're not right. You keep misbehaving.
Guys, I'm wrong all the time. Yes. Dylan loves women.
He's wrong. Right?
He's like, I don't love women.
Dylan does not like men.
He's very, very, very wrong. I despise men.
So, you're straight, right? Yeah. What percent? Your answer should immediately be 100. There's a comedian we was listening to a while back, and he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to chill over here now.
He's talking about the guy, you know, the guy asking him, he's going, I think it's a psychiatrist, right? He's going to it, you know, like for therapy, and it's a new therapist. And he's like, you know, so you're straight? And he's like, yeah. He's like, what percent? And he's like, let me ask you a question. He's like, you straight? And guy's like, yeah. He's like, what percent? 100% immediately. He's like, yeah, that's what you think any man would say. What did I say? 97%. Like, so I am 3% gay. And he's like, and that's on my permanent record. He wrote it down. But yeah, your answer should always immediately be 100%.
Well, the question threw me off.
Percent. Why did it throw you off?
No one asked. Nobody ever asked. Like, what percentage are you?
What confuses me is the pronouns that like somehow this weird generation has come up with that like you need to introduce. There's well, not only just the pronouns, like you assume I care. Energy. Like, a lot of the gay identity has become their whole personality. It's everything about them. Their life has evolved around being gay. So, like, they'll introduce themselves and, like, say something about being gay. I don't introduce myself and be like, I love my wife. I love women. Why? Like, you don't need to know that. My name is Andrew. Nice to meet you. This is Tasia. You know, like, my wife, Tasia. I don't say, like, this is my heterosexual wife, Tasia. Like, we can get it out of the context. If
well,
you and
cis, all that crap. Cis man, cis man.
Yeah, cisgender, yeah, which is stupid. What? It's just called being straight, yeah. They're like, it's a person that's attracted female. To the opposite sex and does not convey, you know. It's like, no, it's a straight person. That's like all the LGBT, blah, 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 right? They defeat the last half of it by themselves. Lesbian, gay, bisexual. If the major terms for the first three letters are lesbian, gay, okay, that's two choices, or you can be bisexual, which means you can be both of those two choices. If there is only two sexes and you're only allowed to be bisexual, that means that there's only male and female. You can be gay, you can like men, you can like women, or you can like both. That's your options. And then they name all this other stuff, and it's like, sorry, that just ain't in there. Because to me, if I was a gay man, and you're like, this transgender dude's being a girl, it's like, no. He is just not admitting his own nature. You were not born a girl in a man's body. You're just born a dude that likes men.
You're just a multi-opportunity breeder.
Equal opportunity breeder?
Equal opportunity breeder. That's what bisexual is. You just take that chance.
Doesn't matter what it is. Goat, pig, cat, dog. Doesn't matter.
Yo, I thought that was pansexual.
Boss.
It doesn't matter what it is.
I thought pansexual was when you like pans.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No, I'm just kidding. Look it up. Now, pansexual, I think he is right. Pansexual is basically when you'll get it from anything.
Caleb would
look up history. It's going to be so bad.
Caleb would know.
But I will have record of why I've looked this stuff up. Unlike other people who are like, don't look at my internet history. I'm like, listen to the podcast, then look at my internet history.
Listen, I've looked up whale penis. Before.
Just says a sexual orientation.
Like. Like a whale? No, a whale, like an animal.
Yeah.
Don't ever look up duck penises.
Duck penises?
They look weird.
Oh, Dylan,
the little spiky ones?
Dylan and Braden were here. We were like, wonder what a, how big like a whale
is. Huge. It's massive.
Huge. Well, and scary. The duck penises are squirrely.
Yeah. Because they got a screw in there. Ducks are weird, dude.
All right.
What you got, love?
Pansexuality is a sexual orientation characterized by attraction to people regardless of their gender identity or sex.
So pansexuality is bisexual.
Yeah, well,
that's exactly what it is.
It essentially means that a person's attraction isn't limited by someone's gender. The term pan is derived from the Greek word for all.
Okay.
So
look up what bisexual is. Bestiality.
The word pansexual has been around for a long time. But the problem is this. Bisexual and pansexual are the same daggum thing. It means
what
it.
Am I looking up?
Look up bisexual. And see
it doesn't
what
matter what the person is. You want to have sex with.
My thing is like I know people who say they're bisexual, and I'm like, have you ever dated a guy? This is a guy, and he's like, no.
That's when you say, have you ever done anything else with a guy? Have you done anything OnlyFans worthy with a guy? If he says yes, have you fantasized about it? Is the porn you watch gay? Like, if you're bisexual. Tell me that, like, the one we watched where it's like, sorry, sir, this is the gay-only parking. Like, you can't park here unless you're gay. And the guy's like, well, I'm not gay. He's like, well, if you could just say you were. And he's like, well, I'm half gay. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there claiming to be bisexual because they think it's cool for some reason.
I just say I'm extremely happy right now. I'm living it up. I'm gay.
Sexually or romantically attracted to both men and women or to more than one sex or gender.
So the exact same.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. Pansexual and bisexual is the same thing. It means it doesn't matter what it is. You like it.
I think.
Unless you're a flower.
What?
It also gives the description of a flower having both a stamen and a pistil.
Yeah, that's literally. Yeah. That's a hermaphrodite. Or, you know, having two sexes
but
at once.
Flowers are genetically that way.
Yeah. And there's some frogs that are like, man, we ain't got enough people to have babies. I'm going to switch to a woman or a male and impregnate myself. Imagine if you could accidentally masturbate and get yourself pregnant.
Why are we back on masturbation?
I think
because I just thought about it. Like,
I got to tell all my friends not to watch this episode.
Yeah.
But like We've had the idea of, like...
I mean, it's funny, but...
If when you had sex, the baby come out 24 hours. Wasn't a nine-month gestation. You know what I'm saying? Like a week. Like you wouldn't have much time to be like, oh, we got to hide this. We got to figure out what to do. It'd be like, oh, crap, this baby's coming.
That's kind of like Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
Only it wasn't even, like, sex. It was a kid.
I can't remember what got him pregnant, but, yeah, the babies did gestate.
That movie got that show got boring after, like the first three episodes.
Yeah.
Imagine if your body at some point, like, especially for females, could, like, be like, well, we're getting too old and we need more population, and you could just wake up pregnant because your body impregnated itself. That'd be so freaking annoying.
But if that's the way it was, that would just be the way it was.
There'd be a lot of Jesuses.
I mean, that is kind of what happened with Jesus. But, like, Mary's body didn't impregnate itself. Like, the Holy Spirit was like, yo, we're going to put a baby in it. And she was like, let's do it. Let's save mankind. And then that's what happened. In extremely simplistic paraphrasing. Go read it for yourself, people. Y'all got anything else for this week? Now, if you shoot me a text midweek that says 59, we'll call you a liar. Unless he sends me a photo from the hospital hooked up to a heart monitor. All right, you know what to do.
Play Elden Ring. Hope you like and subscribe. Look at our social media and all that crap.
Yeah, y'all need to start doing some comment, social media.
Comment for our guest here.
Yeah, he won't be here for the next few days.
We're sending him to China.
What?
To China! To China!
What do you mean the next few days?
He won't be here on this planet.
Is he teleporting?
He's going home, bro.
He's going home.
Are you a dolphin? That's the only aliens on the planet. Yeah.
Dolphins. Rapey dolphins.
And yet, I can't say masturbation, but you can mention every animal raping everybody. Don't make me bring you a koala.
Please don't.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, subscribe, make fun of my wife. Not really. Don't do that. That's mean. If you saw a picture of her, you would.